This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health providers have cared for thousands of newcomers who have immigrated in recent months. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The city reports 144 buses of people from South and Central America were sent to Colorado from Texas late last year. That tailed off a lot by February. But those who arrive need health care, screenings, vaccinations. None have a doctor here. ER visits have jumped in recent months as some sought care there. John Ewing is a spokesman for Denver Human Services.
We've seen cities like Denver, cities like New York, Chicago, Boston really take on an incredible number of people that are requiring an incredible number of services.
He says those he's talked to don't want a handout, just a job. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A science teacher in Widefield is being honored for saving a teenager's life. CPR's Dan Boyce has more on the American Red Cross Hero of the Year.
When she's not in the classroom, Laura Smith works as an athletic trainer for Widefield High, just outside Colorado Springs. Widefield was playing a junior varsity soccer game against Harrison High School in October when one of the Harrison players suddenly collapsed. Smith called 911 and rushed to the boy on the field. He had stopped breathing and had no pulse, so Smith performed CPR and shocked his heart with a defibrillator. When ambulances arrived, they found his pulse had returned. Smith will be honored Saturday in Denver. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A bill to ban so-called assault weapons is getting its first hearing in the state legislature today. People would no longer be allowed to sell or transfer those weapons, but gun owners who already have them could keep them. It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado with highs in the 60s along the Front Range and in the west. This is CPR News and KRCC.